Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. And Jeremy's the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Well, I came across an article called Mind the Gap Between Office and Personal Technology. Mm-hmm. And what this article is about is the big gap between especially what young people.
Yeah.
Millennials, and I include you.
I'm that borderline.
But I include you in that group. But what young people are using personally, mm-hmm. and then what the kind of standard issue equipment at the office is, and there apparently is quite a big gap.
It is. I guess we won't consider what I am that millennial, but yeah, some of those millennials are using that technology on the everyday basis, you know, outside of, and I'm going to use quote unquote that 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 mm-hmm. scenario. Then once they do get into that office, they step into a whole different technology age, it seems like. And so a lot of those companies and big companies and whatnot are having to retrofit in order to keep up with what appeals and retains those talented workers.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into this because the point of the article is for businesses, if they want to attract the best mm-hmm. people, they're going to have to recognize this. Mm-hmm. But one of the lines in the article says that a lot of these folks, and again, it's not all younger people, but it tends to be, that they have better technology in their pockets than what is on their desk.
Yep. Absolutely. And so the amazing things of what you can do with your smartphone now, the speed that you get, and that's another thing, is that the at your fingertips at the moment's notice. Sometimes, your 4G network is much better than sometimes the infrastructure of the network in an office building.
Mm-hmm. So. Do businesses mind if an employee says, hey, look, this is what you've provided for me here is okay, but can I use my own technology to do this task? I guess it depends on the situation. Whether
yes and no, because yes, you have that technology at the fingertips in your pocket, whatnot, but it comes down to security compliance mm-hmm. as well, and then that's where a lot of these companies then get into saying no, and they really control that variable of saying this is the technology we have to use because again, it's controlled and secured and compliance and mm-hmm. all those. You know, you get into all of your information security conversations, balancing act.
Sure. We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator. We're talking about an article called Mind the Gap mm-hmm. between Office and Personal Technology. So as I said, the article makes the point that businesses that are serious about attracting and retaining talent for those businesses, that a shift in their mindset is needed.
Mm-hmm. Not just in the physical space, you know, a lot of it talked about, you know, again, that 8 to 5 business hours, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for them to retain good, talented workers that, because of the technology, allows them not to have to be physically in that environment. And so you see that shift into the remote working from home, the remote workstations and things like that. And by doing so, then yes, you are allowing them to use their what's in their comfort zone, their technology that they're used to, and not having to necessarily be dictated by what is inside that office building. And some business models prove to show that, you know, you let them work in the environment that they're comfortable in, you're going to get better productivity.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was a research done or a survey done. Nearly 3/4 of employees say that the ability to select their device of choice makes them more productive mm-hmm. in the workplace.
Exactly. And I fully agree with that. I mean, if I get into in a groove of what I'm used to using technology-wise, having it be what I'm used to and then having to kind of switch over, you know, it's... it does make it less efficient in mm-hmm. a way.
What effect does this have at a state university, say, such as the one that we're
well,
at right now?
You know, there are policies and procedures in place for us to have those types of remote type of scenarios. But as far as, you know, the controlled assets of a state university is what we dictate and support. And because we are more going to be on that security compliance side of things. Mm-hmm. And so we do like to control it. Because again, it's we are a state institution.
But according to this, again, this article is that businesses need to look into upgrading their own technology more so
yep.
if they're going to be attractive to the best and the brightest.
Absolutely, and I know from a fact here on this campus, you know, we are taking steps right now to retrofit some of our infrastructure as far as bringing better network capability in to your buildings and things like that. So, and then also wireless access points, making sure that we provide wireless capability, not just to our employees, but our students and our faculty and guests. Mm-hmm. So those are all big steps taken care of, but yeah, all about the funding.
That's
well.
Right. It all cost money, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I appreciate it.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator and the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.